Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jimmy Rosario. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes bunts towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. McCovey moves to third. Dietz moves to second. One out. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is walked intentionally. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to home to get McCovey. Dietz moves to third. Rosario moves to second. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-0 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosario. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Rosario steals second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive towards first. McCovey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman is walked intentionally. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Renko reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. Wine moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rosario. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt scores. One out. It's 2-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosario hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosario. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Expos. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hamilton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear is hit by the pitch. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Renko covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dietz is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rosario strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.